as time began to burn. Like a startling sign that fate had finally found me, and your voice was all I heard, that I get what I deserve. So give me
to Midnight Margaritas. I'm Sky.
Hey, I'm Bara.
And we have a little special episode for you tonight. This is out of the norm for us. But given the fact it's the 4th of March and things are happening very rapidly, we wanted to get this out to our listeners. A couple things. I stopped listening to things and stopped researching for a few days, and all of a sudden today I decided to check in with a couple of my sources and was totally blown away by a few things. I guess I'd been out of the loop for a couple of weeks, I would say,
which is good sometimes.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because you feel like you're going around in a bloody roundabout back home in Britain, like, you know, the roundabout, the car goes in a roundabout. That's what you feel like.
And you get stuck on there, yeah.
You get stuck.
Yeah.
You don't know who to believe.
Well, and that's true. And after hearing Trump speak last week, it was, I guess, yeah, even though we saw like little nuggets here and there and little messages, it still wasn't enough to say, oh my God, it's something's going to happen. You know what I mean?
It's like the Disclosure Project, all that kind of stuff. Telling you, oh yes, we're going to come out and tell you that UFOs are real, this is real, that's real. When really, if you do the research,
it's all out there anyway. All the research is out there.
Yeah, all the research has been done and evidence has been found.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another one of these scenarios. It's just a long scenario because I hate politics.
Right, and it got to the point where it was very negative, and I saw a lot of people's reactions to the last week's speech, and it's funny, one of our favorite guys actually had something very negative to say. Well, he was pretty fed up with Trump and done with the whole... Actually, several people were like that. They just really... kind of threw up the hands.
Yeah, because you keep
getting
thrown out this hope and hope and hope.
Right.
And again, that's just what happened with the UFO Disclosure Project. Nobody definitively said, oh, the UFOs have landed or they're here. But they just kept putting out a pilot from, I think it was Syria or something, and his missile got stopped because a UFO blocked it and all this. So you're just hearing all the evidence that you've seen all before. Nobody actually came out and said, there's UFOs. And this is the same with what's going on with Trump and what's going on with USA politics.
Well, it's not political anymore. Let's just take politics right out of it. We're talking about New World Order shit, you know, and the whole cabal and all that stuff. Right.
Yeah, but this has been going on for a long time.
Well, yeah, and I think we're coming to the end game here. You know, we've seen it in the cabal and how things have transpired with this whole plandemic crap and what's going on with that.
I think we were wanting Trump to come out with something like that. I think that's what you're hoping for in the back of your mind, especially with the things we research. You're wanting Trump to come out, be man about it, and just go, listen, there's no fucking COVID.
Guess what? You've all been played.
Yeah, you've all been getting played. But to me, that can be hurtful, even more hurtful than the game that's been getting played.
Right, because if you look at that aspect, you know, that whole thing, you think about that. If that were to happen, if the whole world were to be told, guess what, you've all been played, this is a hoax, then people are going to be, I can't even imagine how angry you're going to find people, you know, people have died, you know, people have been
died. People have
locked
lost
up, lost
everything.
Their homes, lost their lives, you know, their livelihood, their, yeah, everything.
So I think the truth could be detrimental rather than a euphoric kind of situation. It could be,
which is,
it's one of the two balancing acts. You're happy that
for me, the truth will always set you free. That's my, what I live by, regardless of how painful it may be. I think, you know, the truth needs to be told. Things need to talking about the truth and how even now, they're not telling us the truth. They're just going to start doing these things, little bits and pieces here and there, which is what they've always done, which means we're still under control. You know, we have no free will, I don't think.
We haven't.
You can't have free will if you don't know the truth, honestly, right?
Well, to me, it just seems like you're hitting your head off a bloody brick wall.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And there's only one winner.
Yeah, the wall. It's not you, trust me.
But
no matter how
we've come
pig
to do
head
this,
of a
yeah,
Scotsman
we've come
you
to
are.
Do this podcast because of some of the stuff you've been telling me in the last hour.
Right.
What's been going on. And my head is just, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, my head is baffled. I believe in UFOs, I believe in God, I believe in different dimensions, I believe... But this is like, what?
The funny
Are
thing
you taking the fucking piss? It's so hard to believe for me, especially with such an open mind that I do have. Maybe
well,
I just need to process it.
Yeah, and I think that's it. The funny thing is, when this this is stuff that made my head go freaking explode, okay? And when my head goes like that, and your head's like, you can't even wrap your brain around it yet.
I'm walking a bit like Doc out of Back to the Future.
Yeah, you
Marty,
look like him
Marty,
today too.
Marty, Marty, my eyes are huge, my hair's all over the place. I'm like, I just need the white coat.
We should take a picture of you and put it on this episode.
Oh yeah, that would be doing well, yeah.
You'd be perfect.
Yep. It'll go down like the Berlin Wall, yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, you know, we're still trying, I think the world is still trying to digest the fact that, you know, there was so much election fraud and so many lies to the country and the, you know, inhumane things that are happening. And then I totally lost my train of thought.
Well, why don't you?
My brain is still exploding from this whole thing.
Well, tell us what you were telling me. I was finding it so hard to grasp.
That's where I was going with this. You know, it's like we're just, first of all, you turn on the, you know, you start listening to your the intel, right, from these guys that are getting, you know, they're in there. And the first thing that I hear is, well, Trump took a trip to Switzerland a couple of days ago. And okay, what happened was there's pictures out on the internet right now everywhere with him going, you know, like landing in the helicopter. It's like, no, you can't take a helicopter from Florida to Switzerland. He went in Air Force One. He actually went in Air Force One. So I had to stop the recording I was listening to and go, what? What the fuck did they just say? Okay, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how they got away with this election fraud and Biden's the freaking so-called fake president here. And now all of a sudden I'm hearing, okay, Trump just went to Switzerland to sign very important documents with Switzerland in Air Force One. So what does that mean?
Well, to me, that still means he's the president.
Obviously.
I mean,
you don't just take a trip in Air Force One.
I'm not an educated man, but yeah. Oh, don't tell me. Tomorrow it will be he hijacked it.
Mm-hmm. The Democrats will probably come out with something like that. And
yes.
You can never know,
right?
You can
see it gets to the end of your tether sometimes.
Yep. So I started doing some research, and lo and behold, it is true. Everybody else that has the intel is saying the same thing. And the funny thing is that the paperwork that he signed in Switzerland was the Jassara, Nasara Jassara. And that is the new world currency, or I guess global currency reset is what it is. It's blowing my mind. I mean, people aren't supposed to be saying a lot of stuff that's being leaked out there. I know they're still holding back, and I know there's a lot of people that have, you know, great information that have been told not to say anything. So this stuff is not supposed to be coming out yet. It's still, I mean, it's crazy. And then you find out that 17, remember the number 17, is a very key number. And 17 states now have gotten rid of their mask mandates and COVID, you know.
Well, that's what the Indigo Warrior was saying the other day. 17,
yep.
Remember, he kept going back
to
17.
Well, we were talking about the number 17.
Yeah.
But now it's 17 states in the U.S. have gotten rid of their mask mandates. So shit's happening, and it's happening fast.
There's still a few states left.
Oh, quite a few. But 17 was a key number, and today was the day that they were allowed to release bunches of information that they've been holding for a few days. So I think there's some crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
when
isn't there?
Yeah, true.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we have a president that's still our president.
I don't know if you can say that, can you?
Well, I don't know. I'm not probably not supposed to.
That's what you're
But what do you do? It's
for.
Like my... Well, I mean, okay, I've actually detached myself from the outcome of all this stuff. What's going to happen is going to happen. Yeah, totally. Best case scenario, I think, you know, Trump should be the president because he was clearly elected the president.
Why can't I be the fucking president?
Well, you didn't run for president. Nobody knows
I shouldn't need to run for it.
You don't need to in this country anymore.
Because Obama, nobody knew who he was. Has he got the right documents?
No, he doesn't.
Put a fucking mad Scotsman in charge.
Obama's still a direct descendant from Hitler, isn't he?
Minus the moustache. Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Anyway.
I don't know.
So, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around
this. Yes, my head feels numb. I don't know. It's a lot to take in, but you were saying that we're not just talking about that, but it leads to the Guantanamo Bay people. You're talking
We'll get into that in a second. Okay. Well, I don't want to rush into that because I'm still trying to process this. So so hold on a second. Okay, so Switzerland has now released their or gotten rid of their mask mandates.
Okay.
So.
But Switzerland is a country of its own anyway. Right. It's always decided what it does by itself. It's. What's it, independent of everything.
Right.
It's great for making Toblerone. One of the nicest chocolates you can ever taste. Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying is there seems to be a pattern here, okay? So all of a sudden this shit starts to happen and mask mandates are going away, businesses are opening, people are, it's like almost...
almost back to...
I don't want to say that word. We're not going to say that because that doesn't exist.
Back to a working environment, shall we say.
Right.
But then there's going to be a lot of companies that can't go back to work.
A lot of companies are gone. Bye-bye.
Not the big fucking conglomerates, though. It's all the wee bloody companies.
Right, all the corporations still exist, but the little, small independent businesses. Take these bastards out. Yeah. So there are other things that the Biden regime is.
Oh God, I'm sick of hearing that name.
Getting busted for, called out on their mistakes, taking down the wall, and all these children, mass waves of children coming into the country now, have no place for them, so they're putting them in the cages that he accused Trump of. Doing when Trump was actually bringing them out of the cages and out of the tunnels and everything. So that stuff's going on, and that's what's been controlling the world and trying to put in their agenda of, depopulation and all the negative stuff. So what's happened to all these people? In order for things to... It appears that we have all been sold a bill of goods, first of all, on the whole COVID thing. I think it personally was a tool that both sides were using to suit their own agenda. The white hats were using it to go after the cabal, and the black hats, the cabal, were using it to...
Double bluff.
Yeah, to instill their agenda and depopulation and shit.
Yeah.
But apparently none of that's real. I think I've been holding this information in for months now, and because I didn't really believe it, but I've found lots of different resources out there that say that most of these people in the cabal have already been arrested and taken care of.
What do you mean by taken care of? It's just a Sicily move.
You can say that, I suppose.
All right.
A lot of them have already been given deals, and
they shouldn't be given fucking deals.
A lot of them have been executed, from what I've heard, but these are still faces that we see out there still. So this gets into a whole nother. Ball of wax. sticky wax, where you're talking people have been taken out and executed. The evil people are being held accountable for their actions of crimes against humanity, yet they're still walking around the planet. What does that mean? What's that mean? Are we actually seeing them? Or are we just seeing pictures and old videos of them that's being staged? Or are we seeing doubles of them that are supposed to be playing out this role, you know, until the end game? I mean, Hollywood's pretty good at making people up for doubles. Body doubles are a well-known fact. But then also you get into clones. You know, I've heard some of them are cloned. And we talk about clones all the time because I think that Biden was a clone. It's funny because
when we do see some of them are like that, you look in their eyes and they've no...
Yeah, there's no soul. They're empty. Yeah, they're completely empty.
Which I've no doubt they've got the technology to do these kind of things. Absolutely no doubt. Although we might see a robot... We see one of these cumbersome-looking machines,
you know. Like an android, on
a television. But,
yep.
You know, don't tell me they didn't have.
They probably have that. Yeah, but technology.
It's like NASA. Mm-hmm. NASA's just. Mm-hmm. It was just an organization to hide what's really going on in space. It was to take your mind off the.
Right.
The truth, why spend billions and billions in rockets to send them to NASA, when you're a. When really there's something else going on.
Right.
Like this Space Command or whatever.
Space Force.
Space Force, but the Space Command, whatever they would call later on. So, to fool everybody, I think the more people that watch television and things like that do get fooled. I mean, we're only seeing what's on television. You know, it can be done in a room.
One little tiny room. Yeah. I mean, I've been on studios... TV studios, movie studios. I've been there. I worked in theater. You know, I owned a theater company, so it's not hard to do to make up a double. Oh yes,
your life's all drama. That's for sure.
It is now with my drama queen husband.
Oh yes. Just because I get riled up. Tasmanian bloody Scots devil.
Yes.
Well, no, let's not get off the... So you're saying these things are clones with what you're telling me. This is what I couldn't wrap my head around. Yeah, the clones...
I think some of them are.
...that are in front of a microphone or a podium.
Mm-hmm. I think some of them
and
are.
...and speaking to us. But yet you're saying some are in Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm. Some are being held arrest, still in Gitmo. Some are being...
Which is good enough for them.
Some of them have, you know, they'll be there for life, the rest of their life. Some of them have actually been...
I so want to believe it. I so want it to be true. But there's a nagging doubt in my head. Why would... As you're talking about Trump and the good guys play the kind of game that they're playing to get rid of the bad guys?
Well, and I ask myself that every day. Now, you listen to this.
Does that make sense?
But it's like what you said. If people actually, if the whole world wakes up and you know, somebody tells them, hey, guess what, world? You've all been sold a bill of goods. This is all hoax. What are you going to have? Okay, mass hysteria. People are going to be pissed off, angry, whatever. Same thing is if first of all, in order to pull off this big, huge weeding out of the swamp, I mean, it's worldwide, it's massive. And going after all these people that are, you know, trafficking children and satanic rituals and stuff, you can't do that out in the open, first of all. You're going to tip everybody else off that they still haven't gone after yet, right? Which is why most people, you know, who have all this information are told don't say anything yet. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to hold your cards until the time is right. Otherwise, the plan is foiled. You know, it's got to be done precisely. And it is a huge, elaborate plan. If you look at all the Q drops and everything over the years, everything has happened exactly. I mean, how do you do that? That's like, say, 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, it's happened exactly when or right around the same day that Q said it was going to happen or gave the hints and stuff. It's crazy-ass shit. So this is a huge, elaborate plan. It's not... This has been carefully plotted, carefully planned out, and carefully implemented to every little detail, I believe.
I don't know. It's...
It just
seems a hell of a way to go to get, try to get rid of.
Well, evil. Okay. All right, let's just talk about the people who have tried it alone. I'm going to go back to Chester Bennington and
yeah, Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, thank you. Okay. So both of them had inside information and intel about this evil cabal. They were going to expose it.
Like many have tried to do.
Right. What happened?
What was River Phoenix, all these kind
Yeah,
of...
yeah. Every time someone tries to expose them or even just tries to get away from it...
Yeah.
They're taken out.
So it has to be done
since very...
Since their lifetime, this has been going on, so people have been taken out. So.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. So it has to be done very carefully and very secretively. Do you ever feel like
As we were talking about on Sunday, so we're talking about the yin and yang, the good and evil and everybody. Sometimes you have to, and I think we've spoken about this before, you have to deal with evil with evil.
Yeah, you have to get right in there with them.
Yeah.
What is the best way to defeat your enemy? Know thy enemy. Mm. Know thy enemy better than they know themselves.
Yeah.
That's the only way to defeat your enemy. And I mean, Jesse Sabota is a perfect example of that. I mean, she was being raised to be one of these mothers of darkness. And she was right in the thick of it, you know, groomed and raised for it.
Yeah.
Watched everything happen. Managed to get away and get out of it. To take him down. It's crazy. I mean, this stuff is like...
Sick.
Oh, it's very sick. It's very sick and twisted. Some of the things that the information that I've gained in my visions, in my dreams, my astral work on the astral plane. Mm-hmm. I mean, things are crazy right now out there in the ethers. There's just so much chaos going on because I think that they're struggling to survive and to implement their plan. But they've already lost.
But we're making it sound like a game of football or soccer. They've lost, they've won. Who has lost? Lots of people have lost.
You're right. You know, that's what I feel like sometimes.
Jones,
I feel like we're just
people.
I feel like we're just little pawns on a chessboard.
That's all we are.
You know, and they're looking, you know, these people behind the scenes, the 1% behind the scenes are looking at the chessboard saying, oh, well, I'm going to sacrifice this pawn right here. But, oh, there you go. Bye-bye.
But this hasn't just happened in the last decade. This is centuries this has been going on.
Yep.
So...
And it goes right back to that. How many times have we done this? How many times have we been here in this same place right now to try to overcome this evil that has taken over planet Earth? Many, many... I think at least 2 or 3 times. What do you think?
It's a special planet.
Yeah.
The scenery and the nature and everything is absolutely
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's absolutely beautiful.
So it's, you know, I believe in God. I believe he was the engineer. Somebody had to engineer the planet Earth because it's just too spectacular not to be, how would you say, like a big bang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it well, and God made us in his, how's that
his
saying
likeness,
going? Yeah. In his likeness, yeah. So we
depending
are.
Depending on what.
We are aspects of.
Book, you read.
Yeah, true. We are aspects of God. We are all creators and co-creators, and I think that, this is, you know, we've been in this position before to try to take back the planet and.
Many times.
And ascend.
Many times.
Yeah.
I mean, the Iron Fist on Europe, you're talking about the old CCP or the USSR, that collapsed. The Third
yep.
Reich collapsed.
Yep.
Romans collapsed. Napoleon collapsed.
I don't think the Third Reich collapsed. I think they just
well,
relocated.
They collapsed.
Which is why
the German infantry lost, sorry. The Third Reich just moved. What do you call it? You go on and on and on.
But
no, my head's twirled.
We got a lot to process.
Yeah. And on top of that, we watched a movie two nights ago about Kate Holmes. They were using the old folk just like
a commodity. Credit card. Yeah, just to make money on them. Great, and that's so true. I mean, I've experienced that through my granny when she didn't want to go into a care home and didn't need to go into a care home, just needed somebody to check on her a couple of times a day and help her out with certain things, but the powers controlling that whole scenario said, we want to basically cash in on it, so let's put her in the care home. And I was just sick to my stomach. And it happens. It's so... Plus, all the things that are going on right now in care homes across... Mm. Especially over in the UK. You know, where they're just killing them with COVID vaccines. Yeah. And
people are coming out, like sons or daughters or family, going, oh, if they only had the vaccine earlier. It was the vaccine that bloody killed them.
No, it's just disgusting.
Fuck's sake. Oh, we'll take $2,000 off the media just to say, oh, if they had the vaccine earlier. That's all.
Yeah, well, they probably got paid for it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's disgusting, yeah.
Oh, this fucking... You know, it makes me just say... Do we deserve to be on this planet? I know there's
I think
beautiful people out there, but sometimes
and that's what I want to say. I mean, there's so many beautiful people that haven't had a chance, you know, and all these people that are being fed the lies and believing the lies, and I mean, you got to give them a chance to see the truth. Mm-hmm. That's
and then which way they take it, that's up to them.
Right, and that's why I say the truth will set you free. Mm. So when the truth is revealed, people are going to have a choice, and that'll be their one moment at free will. Mm-hmm. Decide what you're going to do with it.
I only came into this about 15, 16 years ago. I can't remember too. Maybe believing in UFOs. Then, you know, I started looking into aliens and UFOs, and then, holy crap, the amount of doors that open when you just start looking into that, and now it's just gone... Too many doors. They need to get revolving doors for me.
And everyone goes to a different dimension. Yeah. You can go through it and you'll be in a different dimension.
I wish I could turn into Superman and sort it all out. Yeah. I've got the red... Just if you're not watching... I've got the red pants over my jeans.
Get your tights on.
I've got
my wee
red tights on, yeah. I like getting dressed up in the...
Don't forget the red cape.
Oh, shit. I left that in the toilet. Just in case it got caught when I was...
Yeah, you didn't want it to get caught. Yeah. Capes are out of date.
Yeah, it might not be red for long. But anyway, you still got to keep laughing and smiling.
You have to stay happy. Find your happy place. Yeah. Keep, raising that vibration, because that's what's going to help right now. Just keep the vibration high. Yeah. Keep your meditations going.
I thought you were going to say keep taking your medication. For fuck's sake.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm telling you not to do that because,
yeah, don't take medication. Yeah, if you don't have to.
To the listeners, I was addicted to opiates for back pain. And Sky managed to get me off them 2 years ago. And that was, thank God for that.
They
were messing me up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Look at that, your pain's all gone.
You'd hear. I'm still hearing pain in my ears right now, folks. I'm just getting...
Your back pain's gone.
Yeah. I need to get some cotton wool for the ears. Or, do you call it cotton wool in America?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
As I used to say to my dad, and my dad said, why do you think we've got 2 ears? Let it in one and let it out the other. I said, Dad, I'm not as gracious as you. I have to argue back.
You had too much of your mom in you.
Yeah, I've got a lot of my mom in me. The Irish blood, it comes out, yeah. If it's not so bad with the Scots are bad enough, but to have
right,
the two,
the
Scots
and
Irish.
In there with you. Jesus. Yeah. You're double whammy. Well, yeah. Me too. I got a double whammy on that. I got both Irish and Scots in me too, so that's why we butt heads sometimes, but it's all good and fun. It's all fun and games.
Right, okay. I'll just okay.
So yeah. Be happy. Be happy, stay high vibration.
Yeah.
Meditate.
We'll be back in touch in a couple of days, I think. It's,
yeah, we'll do we need this to find out what's special going on. Episode.
We need to find out what's going on here.
As things evolve. Because things are going to happen fast. Now, on that note, I have to say, since this whole world currency thing has been signed, you're going to see things like in the next, I'm guessing, a couple of weeks. You know, things are going to start to happen fast. I don't know what that looks like, and that scares the heck out of me.
That's, to me, that just sounds like New World Order?
Well, right. That's what I feel. But I did hear someone say that it's you can't take. Well, he's trying to crash the economy. You know, the economy has to go away.
I think
as
when
it
I was
is.
Talking to the Indigo Warrior the other day, he was saying that they were going to try and. They're not going to be all one. We'll all have our dollars. Our
pounds, right. So I think the cash is still staying.
To keep it level. You know how sometimes the dollar's higher than the pound or the pound's higher than the dollar or vice versa. I think they're going to try and
make
a
level
playing field for everybody.
Exactly. Yep. I think that's true.
So
I think
one's
that's
not
what
overtaking the
well.
Other. Because so. That scared me at first when you say is the signing this
world currency.
World currency. What does that sound like?
Right. It sounds like the whole, you know,
cabal.
ID.
Well,
the what do you call it? Digital ID and your digital currency, but they can't take away digital currency. If these are truly the good guys, they wouldn't implement only digital currency, because there are third world countries where people don't have access to digital currency or anything like that.
They do what we used to do in Scotland, not up to too long ago, is you would barter. There's a sheep.
Yeah.
There's a couple of sheep for
which would be great if we could get back to the whole that whole system of barter system. That'd be a good thing, you know?
Yeah, for a heifer or whatever, you know, or things like that.
Yeah. I mean, but I know
that wasn't too long ago.
In Scotland?
Yeah. Especially where I come from, the islands. You're talking that.
Could you see that in your lifetime as a child?
Oh, yeah. I've seen
really?
Bartering, yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a job for me, I'll do something for you.
Yeah, well, we had that here, too. I mean, we still do that somewhere, you know, people closer.
Well, I think in Maine they do it quite a lot. The people I've met are very, very like what the islands used to be like in Scotland.
Yeah, New England is pretty down to earth like that.
They all work hard, and they're all one will work, help somebody out in the croft or whatever it is, and then the next day they'll help them out in the croft. Just it's all about helping each other.
Yep.
Being
human.
Good humans.
Yeah, well, that's what being human is all about: being kind and compassionate. I mean, those are human qualities that we need to remember that we do have. Be kind to each other and love one another. Peace, love, harmony. You know?
Love and marriage. Love and marriage. Comes together like a horse and carriage. Is that the song? Oh, is that Al Bundy?
Yes. Yeah, Married with Children.
Oh, yeah. We even got that in Scotland.
Did you?
I remember that one when Peggy goes, "Hi, Al, did you miss me?" And he goes, "Yeah. With every bullet."
That's such a typical Mainer.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I thought Al Bundy was quite funny. The program, man.
Yep.
Okay. Right, I'm getting off the subject. Beg your pardon. Sorry, folks.
No, that's all right. Yeah, so I guess that's it. We'll speak to you
on Saturday. Hopefully I'll get my head round all this because...
Yeah, we'll be in a different space. We'll see what transpires.
Going around in bloody circles.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be in a UFO.
On a flying saucer.
It's not the technical term, flying saucer.
Well, if you were thinking that type, right, with the one that used to be the disc.
The disc, flying disc, yes.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mountain Rainier, that's what they're
saying. Mount Rainier, that's right, yep. Rainier.
What was his name again? Seen about 7 or 8 flying discs. Well, he said the way they flew was like discs.
Right. That's right. Yeah, there were like tons of them, though. Yeah. There were several of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Zipping around.
It might have been more, yeah. And he says he's seen flying discs, and that's where flying saucers can.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Cool. So
it's cool. It's minus 11 over there.
Just remember that this is our stuff, our own opinions, and if you don't like it, oh well. No, I'm just kidding. Take what resonates with you, leave us behind. But do your own research out there too, because if you know you might find more than I've got here. I'm gonna start digging tomorrow, I guess. So, over and out.
Bye bye.
Question still remain. Did I live for what was right? Did I live this life in vain? A simple